This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2,990.
10 shows away from show 3,000, along with Steve the Thrill Hill,
the Chad Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you, Harry DeMendro. On tap today, who sucks less? A positive drinking story has some simple tricks to keep you from getting a wicked hangover. Get ready to play Profile This, plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, click, drink it, drunk.
All right, here we go. Wisconsin man finally arrested after not paying for gas 23 separate times.
It's on layaway, Miles.
A Florida woman issued an arrest warrant for tormenting lobster in tank and grabbing it for dine and dash type of crimes. Man arrested at Nashville bar after leaving $22,000 tip. California police in standoff with fighter from the dark side of the forces ship. And a man who diverted a plane said he shouldn't have taken meth before he boarded.
Yeah.
Pro tip. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. The United States is not the only country getting pummeled with snow. The UK also got a healthy dose of snow a few weeks ago. And as a result, the inevitable happened. A satellite spotted a 60-foot snow penis etched into a playing field. Because that's right, the snow penis can be seen from outer space. Immature, but funny. And speaking of immature but funny, a man in Texas, he lost his fantasy football league this year, and as punishment, he had to put on a Speedo, cover himself in Jif peanut butter, and hang out in a dog park for 10 minutes. While dogs lick them clean. That's his story. Then there's the online troll known as Wachula Ghost. He's been getting death threats from ISIS for the last 18 months. Why? Because that's when he began hacking into pro-ISIS accounts on Twitter and Facebook and replacing their content with pro-LGBT messages and links to gay porn. Good times! Look, man, pranks happen. Dares happen. Stupid things happen, and one way or another, you're a part of it. And that's what today's question is. Think about all the stupid, silly, or ridiculous things you've done in the spirit of fun. Today, we want to know, prank, dare, or other, what did you have to do with it?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's with Miles and Thrill.
Hola, Macholas, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,990. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You got to think to yourself, one day these hard-working men and women are going to need to take a day off. That will be hopefully in our not-so-distant future. So we're hoping that we can put together a show today that we can air sometime down the road.
I don't know.
As we're only 10 shows away from show number 3,000. Man, oh man, you have no idea how excited we are, and we cannot, you know, like, speaking of today's question, we have no idea what is in store for us. It could be crazy, it could be a surprise party.
It would definitely be a surprise party.
It would be a surprise, whatever it is.
It would be a surprise, yes.
It definitely would surprise us. Big show today, the return of Who Sucks Less. Before the show, Steve, I didn't get the feeling that this one is too bad today.
You know, it's relative, man. It's kind of, you know, when we read the news every day, right? Like, what would have really bothered us 10 years ago, now we just kind of shrug our shoulders and go, eh. So today, as we went to the stories, you know, me and Mike talked about it, and he said, you know, we kind of agreed. Today's stories for Who Sucks Less would be your garden variety a-hole. No mm-hmm. one is so extreme, but they are just more of the stuff that we don't like, but it's... they're pretty typical.
Sure. Okay. The return of a positive drinking story is coming up today as well. Who in the world do you think would be, as far as a medical standpoint, which country do you believe would have more interest in trying to come up with a cure for a hangover than maybe any other country in the world?
Ireland.
As far as, not bad, the actual British Medical Journal.
Okay.
So the British Association, right. Yeah, that was it. And basically, with the Brits over there, they did 8 legit random and controlled experiments and tried to figure out what can keep you from getting a hangover, feeling like crap the next day.
Other than not drinking, right?
Exactly. Now, what they did find was there were certain things that you could do that would decrease the severity of a hangover, although there is no tried and true cure.
Now, is this what you do the night before, or this is what you wake up to?
All are different.
Cover both.
All are different.
Okay.
But all of these help. So we have 6 tricks that might keep you from getting a hangover coming up. No guarantees here, but they say, look, man, these are some things that have proven to reduce the severity.
How many of the 6 have you done?
Consciously?
Consciously.
You know, oh, boy, maybe... you know what, man? I just drink. Maybe one. I mean, one. I mean, anything else. You know what you like. You know what you can do.
You know you're going to feel
bad. I mean, Mike Hawk, when he goes to Macaroni Grill, gets the same damn Olive Garden. It's the same thing every time. You know what your comfort level is. You know when it gets to be too much.
Sure.
You know when you've had too much.
It doesn't mean you stop.
Yeah. I mean, even when that shot comes over that someone buys for you, whatever, and you go, oh, man, this is a bad idea. As soon as that comes out of your mouth, you already know.
Sure, because you're going to do it.
This is a bad idea. All right, let's just do this, get over with. You know, an hour later, you're like, I should have done that. It's what you said out loud.
Right.
So we have 6 tips or tricks, hopefully, to keep you from getting a hangover coming up with a positive drinking story. And today we're going to talk about a little bit of fun. Sometimes it's humiliating. Sometimes it's painful.
At the time.
Sometimes it's absolutely hysterical. Other times it fails miserably. But either way, our question, prank, dare, or other, what do you have to do with it? Now, we've all had a little fun at our friends, family's expense, co-workers' expense, you name it. And for a number of years, this type of prank has been going on in fantasy football, but not to the severity. I remember reading a story probably 5 or 6 years ago, and I want to say ESPN covered it, but it was about a group that does fantasy football every year, and every year they come up with a different tattoo.
Oh, right.
For the losing team that year, and I don't even think they get to pick it. I think they draw the tattoo ahead of time.
Yeah, it's just that you have nothing to do with what's going to end up on your body.
It's just a pop culture thing. At one point in time, I think it was Britney Spears' face on your butt. But you have to do it. If you finish last in the fantasy football league, that is on them. And there's like other things that certain places, it might not have been the same article, but you had to wear like a toilet bowl seat around your neck at work for a day.
You know,
whatever the deal was. But this one is, this one stands out, I believe. A 24-year-old guy in Texas. His name is Steven Schraub, and he joined a league this past year that his friends in high school had been playing in since 2009. Prior to this, by the way, he'd never played fantasy football before, so he lost. And as punishment, he had to put on a flesh-toned Speedo, cover himself in peanut butter, and sit down in the middle of a dog park for 10 minutes.
And let the dogs lick him.
Again, he had to put on a flesh-toned Speedo, cover himself in peanut butter, and sit down in the middle of a dog park for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a choice. He could have paid the winner of the league an extra $250,
mm-hmm.
or go to the dog park, cover yourself in peanut butter, do the thing. So he opted for the dogs. He went down to the dog park in Dallas last Wednesday, slathered himself in 3 jars of Jif.
And he went quality peanut butter.
And let the dogs go to town while his friends filmed it from their car. He said he didn't think it would be a big deal.
What?
Then he heard a couple walk by and say, ew, like it was a weird fetish or something. But when he told the dog's owners that he lost a bet, they just cracked up. Despite the punishment, he says he's enjoyed the whole fantasy football thing, and he'll probably play again next season, but might join a different league this time.
Yeah, I bet.
That is that's spectacular.
He's the perfect guy to do it, because in his mind, covering yourself in 3 jars of peanut mm-hmm. butter, naked except a Speedo,
yep.
and going into a dog park where dogs lick you, in his mind, not that big of a deal.
No.
That's something that everyone should just go to the dog park and not find it out of the ordinary that there's a pretty much naked man covered in peanut butter that your dog's treating mm-hmm. as a dog treat.
And we brought you the story earlier this week, and this is a little bit more dangerous, so to speak, but a team of Philadelphia real estate investors, they said a home that they purchased was booby-trapped with a swinging knife that could have killed someone. This one guy, Akrem Usaler, said he was among 5 people last month who were walking through the home purchased in the Angora neighborhood of Southwest Philly when they made the scary discovery. The investigators found that, the company that bought the place, they buy distressed properties, they renovate them and sell them to investors. So he's seen just about everything. Most of the time when they go in and buy a house, it's not in the best shape. I come across this every day, abandoned dogs, homeless people squatting, drug houses with bags and scales, but never a booby trap. So he took a cell phone of the video of the scene. A staircase inside the home was rigged with a line of string running parallel and about 4 inches high over one of the steps, he said. If anyone had tripped that string, it would have triggered a crutch with a knife attached to it to fall from above. Whoever did this was a genius, like Stewie, he said, referring to the TV cartoon The Family Guy.
Yes, again, a genius like Stewie.
Whoever did this was a genius. Like Stewie.
Yeah.
If you licked your foot, you would have caught that line. That knife would have come swinging down at your throat or face. Despite the discovery, the company is still going forward with renovations on the house, which have been abandoned for at least 3 years. That should take about 3 or 4 months, and then that house will be back on the market. So our question, prank, dare, or other, what did you have to do with it? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola!
Ola! Ola!
I guess we'll have to go back to 2012 for this one. I was in a inpatient facility treatment, and I was kind of like off after dinner, and I had stopped off into the kitchen, and I put some Parmesan cheese in a little sandwich baggie to make it look like it was, you know, paraphernalia, dope, and I leave it in the counselor's office, and they could see out the window to all of us, and they're like, they're panicking, going through papers, and they start just breaking out all these UA jars. They're going to search everybody's room, and I'm like, okay, it was me, don't worry about it. So from then on, I was kind of kept under a thumb, and before I left, I became kind of the leader of the whole group, so I was probably the least likely to make it in the eyes of the counselors, but I'm a little over six.
Well, let me ask you.
6 years and doing good.
I was going to say, were you in a drug treatment facility?
Yeah.
You can see then why this joke might be frowned on a little bit under the circumstances of where you are and why you're there.
But the flip side of that is, that's the best place to do that prank.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, they got over it in about an hour. You know, they were pretty heated, and then they're like, okay, thank God it's not real and this and that. And so I was pretty much called into the office every other day after that just to make sure that there were no more shenanigans, but... You know, they like a good rib in those kind of places. They like to keep it lively. It's a pretty serious place in there anyway, so...
Yeah, I would imagine that's kind of serious. The flip side is, if you prank them enough with Parmesan, you can finally just lay down cocaine, do a line. They think you're still being a prankster and get high as hell.
If they think Parmesan cheese looks like cocaine, man, that's...
Like, what kind of...
If you have some high-grade parm...
Flour, salt, sugar, different things, but Parmesan cheese, man, that's some fine, fine-grated cheese.
It's the wrong color... It's too chunky. I'd be like, man.
It's too coarse.
Yeah, like you wouldn't want to smoke
that. Doesn't leave a residue on the bag. This is nothing like cocaine. Not that I've ever actually seen actual cocaine, but if I did see it, it probably wouldn't look like Parmesan.
I'm just saying it probably wouldn't.
That'd be my guess.
I'll say we did an interview with a very famous musician a couple of years ago, and this is one of those guys, like anyone. You know, he's in his mid-50s, but when he was on top of the world, he's deep in the drug world. He and everyone in his band. Time's gone by. He's not doing the drugs anymore. Kids, all this kind of thing. But during a commercial break, he's sitting in the studio. He's chatting with me and Miles and Ted, and he's just absently recalling some times with his band members. And as he is telling us this, we had to get him a cup of tea, okay? So his cup of tea is sitting in front of him, and he's opening his Sweet and Low packs. But as he opens the Sweet and Low, he's now looking at us recalling
the
good
times. He spilled a little on the countertop. So he put some of the Sweet and Low in, not the whole packet. And then when he put the packet down, the rest of the Sweet and Low kind of spilled out on the counter.
And then he doesn't miss a beat, man. His hand instantly starts cutting up this line. Swear to God, starts cutting up this line of Sweet and Low to look like lines of cocaine, all right? So Miles and I keep looking at each other, but we're not saying anything because he's just kind of...
Oh, I did.
He's holding court. Right when we're about to go back on there and the mics are open, the public in here, Miles is like, "Hey, man, what you doing?" And this guy looks down. He's like, "Oh, Jesus."
I'm like, "Stop doing that. I'm at work, too." You know what I mean? Like,
I have no idea.
I might just do a hog leg of freaking Sweet and Low if you keep doing that.
I think if we hadn't stopped him, like, if we had another 2 minutes in the commercial break, he would have snorted Sweet
and Low. But he looked down and he was like, oh, yeah, man.
So, oops.
Right back in.
He's just chopping up lines absently. I'm like, you did a lot of coke in your day, man.
Yeah, then they went on a world tour and made tons of money.
Yes, they did.
Prank dare or other, what did you have to do with it? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Liquor and whores.
Hey, first, if anybody out there recognizes me, don't call right yet. The last time I was on with you guys, my buddy called. He recognized me, got so excited, he called me, and he cut off the call. So,
all right, well,
you're talking to us. Your buddy called you and cut us off from you?
Yes.
Oh, trust me. We get that all the time. Like, somebody will be on the line with us, and then someone will hear that person. They know them. They're telling a story that they were involved in or whatever. And you'll hear the phone beep in.
And you're like, dude, they're on the phone.
It's like, dude, you're on the radio. It's like, no crap. Like, obviously they're on the radio.
They know this.
We're having it. Like, if you walk by somebody who had their phone up to their ear talking, like, dude, you're on the phone. Yeah. Like, of course you're on the phone. You know,
it's almost nice to know I can excite somebody that much that they call me right away.
Yeah, but, I guess so.
So years ago in my well-spent youth, no, I wouldn't call it that. In the late 70s, they had a program through the government where they put errant kids to work for the Forest Service. And I went into this program in a place called Camp Henry in Idaho. And every 2 weeks, we would get a new load of people, lots and lots of people from everywhere. And we would all be ready in the TV room. This is antique time. There's three channels and one TV, and everybody's sitting on a couch facing it. And as the recruits came in, we would have a man laying on the floor with a pillow over his face. And he would come in, we'd pull the pillow off, and he would pretend that he couldn't sit up. Grunt, groan, all kinds of things. And then we would explain to the recruits, oh, yeah, if you lay down and stare at the light for 30 seconds, and then we put the pillow over your face, and you count to 10 seconds, and we pull the pillow off, you won't be able to sit up. And they call bubble on it, and we do it for a couple more people, and then one of them will go, I'll do this. So they'll get down there, and we have them stare at that light for 20 seconds, and then throw the pillow over their face and count for 10 seconds. And as that's being counted off, the guy will step across the recruit, bottom facing his head, and drop his pants. And when you whip that pillow off, the incredible happens. You know, you either see the best breaks ever, or you find out that it's a cushy place to put your nose. I got chased half a mile down a dirt country road that night after I did that.
After you asked someone.
Pardon?
Did you put your ass in their face?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. We did it all the time.
All the time. And welcome to Idaho.
Welcome to Idaho.
Visit Idaho.com.
Yeah. You whip that off. And they did it to me. So I felt justified returning the favor. In fact, everyone who it got done to They were all lined up for the next one that came in. They all wanted to be on that next bus load of people.
Here's my question for you, because I don't necessarily have an answer to this myself. How many faces do you think touched your butt?
Mine, only a couple, because everybody wanted to do it. Everybody wanted to be the one that put their butt in the face of the other person.
Well, I mean, given the choice of the two.
All I want in life is to stick my ass cheeks on someone's nose. Once I do that.
I hope somebody out there remembers this because it was hilarious.
I hope they don't.
We had such a blast with it.
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, you can't do it today.
Oh, I'm sure. No, kids are still
kids. Happen. Yeah, trust me. Yeah, it still happens.
Come on.
The only difference between now and then is that people are dumb enough to put everything under something.
Plus, you're like in Woods Juvie. You know what I mean? Like, of course that's going to happen.
You had to make up your own internet.
Well, right. But you're still in the middle of the woods, and you're basically a juvenile delinquent at this point, right? Okay, well,
exactly.
What are their expectations?
The drinking age was 18, and so the city of St. Anthony would erupt with drunken 17 and 18 and 19 year old kids. There were 200 people at this place.
I'm sure they loved it every year when the ass kids show up.
Right.
I mean, it is funny, but I feel like it's something I'd have done in like fourth or fifth grade. Like when you did a sleepover and whoever fell asleep first, as the old rumor was, put their hand in what warm water and make them pee themselves. I mean, we tried that. If you fell asleep, man, your hand ended up in warm water.
Oh, my roommate used to put his testicles on your forehead.
When you were asleep.
If you fell asleep in a living room, man, he would just come up and just put them right there on your forehead.
Until you woke up?
Well, sometimes you didn't wake up.
Let's start with just.
You remember last night? No. No, he did not. No, he did not. No, he did not. No, I would have remembered that. Oh, he did.
Oh, no.
No, he did not. I would have remembered that. I would have woken up. Well, you didn't.
It's something about that age, man. My buddy Leon, same thing. If you fell asleep in the living room, he'd break out his penis and tap you on the forehead until you woke up. And he didn't care. He did not care who it was, man.
Hey, you hungry?
And at the time, it wasn't weird. It's like, oh, man, it's just Leon.
Right.
But you would tell people, like, you're having a party, like, look, man, you can pass out, but if you pass out first, his penis is going to bounce off your forehead. And there's nothing you can do to stop. He's the Terminator of bouncing the penis. You cannot negotiate with him. You cannot ask him not to. Right. If you pass out, his penis is going
to
be on your forehead.
Oh, yeah. We had to go to a funeral of a buddy who passed away, and it was a tragic situation. My buddy comes, Chad, he comes out of the bathroom with his penis out through the zipper. He's just like in his suit. And he's like, what do you think? How's this going to fly? And I'm like, put that back in, man. You know, he's like, I know, but it's really sophisticated, isn't it? Look how nice I look. You're in a suit. You're going to a funeral. You're walking out with your penis out of your fly. I'm trying to break the ice a little bit.
Okay. Think it's something else.
Prank, dare, or other, what did you have to do with it? 844-999. Ola Moore, your call's coming up in seconds. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
An assistant professor and political activist in Nebraska was ticketed on suspicion of vandalizing a GOP lawmaker's campaign signs. Patricia Hill, who is a research assistant professor of sociology at the University of Nebraska, was ticketed on three counts of vandalism relating to Republican Jeff Fortenberry's yard signs, which were defaced during last year's election cycle, according to the Omaha World Herald. A yard sign featuring the Nebraska Republican's face had googly eyes on it.
Did you see the picture?
And the O, yes, in Fortenberry's name had tape added to it, so it appeared to be an A, making his name Jeff Fortenberry. We are fortunate to live in a country that not only allows free speech, but also encourages open dialogue between differing perspectives. Along with cited for allegedly vandalizing the front door of another Republican's campaign office. She previously was ordered to pay $500 last year after spraying fake blood on the steps of the National Rifle Association. They were able to identify her from fingerprints found on the signs and stickers left behind at the door. She has yet to comment on the matter, prank, dare, or other. What do you have to do with it? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, as far as the prank that I was involved in, once upon a time, I used to work at a radio station. I used to have a coworker that used to, we used to tease each other back and forth. He always used to tell me to knock off the horse S, as it were. And so, on my last day there, I brought them all cheesesteaks, but I also went and brought actual horse S that I had went and gathered and put into a pan and made to look like brownies.
Oh!
No one ate it. No one ate it, but they did come. They did come close to touching it, and did touch it a little bit. So it was pretty funny.
It was. You did not bake. You did not bake this, though, right, Cheyenne? You did not put this in the oven.
No, I did not.
Okay,
no.
That's key.
How much effort did it take? Did you smooth out the top so that when you presented it, it looked like questionable brownies?
Did you ice it?
I did smooth out the top. No, I did not ice it.
Okay. All right.
How long? And this, are you talking like a 9 by 12 inch regular brownie pan full of horse ass?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
Goddamn.
Mm-hmm, that's all right.
Well, you're in what? South Dakota, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm guessing finding horse ass is not too much of a problem.
No, it's pretty easy to find, unfortunately.
Did you have to pull out the hay and the, you know what I mean, that's often accompanies that?
No, you just kind of step in the corral, kind of watch what you're doing, and gather it up.
Okay.
With gloves, of course. Right,
okay. See, you're in South Dakota. Here in the city, we simply have to go where police horses are. Right? They'll give you a ticket for littering.
So down, down where the protesters stand.
Right, where their horse takes a massive dump in the middle of the street, and they tell you, hey, man, you need to pick up your cigarette butt. I'm like, your horse just pooped while we were talking.
Oh, yeah. It happens, like, in parades all the time. You know, I think about
the
that.
The cars
like,
drive
clean
through.
Up after your dog. I mean, like, that's a three-hander. Right. I don't even know how you're going to pick that up.
It's
like
massive pile.
There's no bag big enough. Prank, dare, or other, what did you have to do with it? 844-999-OLA.
Now, what is the rule with that, all right? Now, if I'm walking my dog, my horse, or my dog takes a dump, I'm expected to pick it up, right? Which is no big deal.
I think whatever animal you have, if you take it off your property and it poops someplace, you should probably clean it up.
Apparently not, though. So it seems that if my animal is big enough that I'm riding it and it poops, this is not a problem, right? So if I ride a horse through the city, and I'm basing this on my own observations, it does not matter where it poops. It can be in the middle of the street, sidewalk, park. But I'm not obligated to pick it up because it's my form of transportation.
So if you're riding a donkey, you don't have to get on.
Yeah, but if you're walking your horse, right, I'm walking beside and it poops, then apparently I have to pick it up. But if you're on your horse and it takes a dump, no harm, no foul.
There's nothing worse than getting on a trail and you're doing a hike and you realize that maybe half mile is also adjacent to a horse trail.
Yes.
And the entire trail is just covered in horse crap. I mean, it is everywhere. There's flies everywhere. There's bugs everywhere. And, you know, I get it. You know what I mean? You want to ride a horse on a trail? Sounds like a fun time. It's just, man, it's tough to hike it.
Do they eat anything besides hay? You know what I mean? Because you're right. Like, it looks like, when horses poop, it looks like a chocolate-covered cereal over like shredded wheat, right?
Oh, sure. Chocolate-covered shredded wheat.
It does.
Wheat. You just ruined the prospect of chocolate-covered.
That's what you're eating.
Shredded wheat for everyone.
Eat shredded wheat, it's going to look like horse poop.
Frank, dare, or other, what did you have to do with it?
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.